The Rambam writes this, the Balamor writes as follows, page Yud Gimel and Beis and Tapi Harif. The Gadol HaBayis Isa the Rav Yochanan, Haya Gadol HaBayis Mibayis Vekot Mimenu Mone Magodom. Afilu Bo Biyom Zayim Mimokom Korah, the Kanak Rav Shimon. Holak Gadol HaBayis Lebeis HaKvaras, Dik Boras HaMeis. Not like the Rosh, like Rashi. Dik Boras HaMeis. Bein Mokom Rocho, Bein Mokom Korah, Vubobato Shlosha, Mone Himohem. The Yachashlosh and one of the Asma. The Isla of the Rabbi Yochanan. The Isla of the Rabbi Shimon. The Lokash and Ahadodi. They had nothing to do with each other. The first case where someone else comes and finds the Gadol HaBayis in the house, even within 7 days. The next case, if the Gadol HaBayis went to do the Kvura and comes back, it has to be within 3 days. Teda. Rabbi Yochanan Gufe Poskam Shimon. Varif. Lohiska the Rabbi Yochanan. Klal. He didn't mention it at all. Nothing. That's a kasha. Why? That's right. The Rabbi Yochanan's going to court. By mentioning 3 days, he's tipping his hand, he's going to the Tanakhama. And fine. Says the Ramban. Ibra, in truth, hodim etad sina lo kasha hodam abigot losa, lo gos abigot losa. Pligi alei the Rab Shimon. Why? The Rab Shimon lo kapid biyomi. He agrees. Doesn't hold like other Rishon. The Balamor is right. How you like that? Rab Yochanan terutzi hu de mitaretz lo lemasnis in de kotonim on li atzmo umukam le mitana kama lo osu bigot losa. So Rab Yochanan wasn't paskening that way, as the Balamor tried to prove from the fact that he quoted both the Rab Yochanan that this. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees to the 3 days. No, Rabbi Yochanan himself passed like Rabbi Shimon 7 days, and he asked the Kasha to explain a particular Tanakhama. He says 3 days. There's no steering. I believe you come Shimon's real day. Ve'enlanu tam bor. But enlanu tam borur al mashi hishmid Rabbeinu the Rif bilicht of din gadol habayis shel Rabbi Sakvaris. That din is not there. Why did he leave it out? He didn't learn like me. I learned Pshat in the Rif that he left at the Gadol HaBayis completely. Even the original did. The Rif, he's assuming somehow by the fact that he mentioned Gadol HaBayis at the very end, Derech Agav, that somehow he meant to say at the beginning, he just was being Mekata, the same ink. But he did ask Akasha why he left out the din of, if the Gadol HaBayis went to the cemetery, he should have said it. And what should he have said according to the Rabban? That even within 7 days it's good. Rabbi Yochanan said to go to Tlosso because he was just explaining Tanakhama, but he left the whole thing out. Avla Shmua Kach Birusha. The Kaiba Darmina and Shim Bo Gadol HaBayis Mona Liatzmo. Vi Eino Nigra Acha Kitanim. That's what Yochanan said, right? Only to Gadol HaBayis and Babayis. Boy, Big Gemara. Shahu is the Gadol. Holoch Lebeis HaKvaris. Nigra Imohen. Should we say if he goes and comes back, he follows their count? Oh, hey, Nigrorin Acharov. Maybe if I can't, he's the Gadol. They should follow him, as we saw in the Rishalmi. V'ei Mona, she says, I'm a Gadol. I'm a Yochanan. No. Shehu Mona Moem. Why? Why, in fact, is he Nigror Acharov, not Faker? V'yacha Shekfor Shoma. We saw this language a little yesterday. Shekfor Shoma. V'hoyo Imoem. V'shoh Shechalaleim Avelus. He was with them when the person died. He was with them, and then he went to the cemetery and came back. Venadoma lebomim mokom acher. Guy comes from left field. It's a different story. Period. Ve'en chilek bazeh. This din if he's there and goes and comes back. Ve'en shevu beisak kvaros rochok o korov. All the same thing. Why? Shevu mokom korov hoyol lahem bishar shachal aleim avelus. He was korov. He was there. Korov. Korov is just an understatement. He was right there with them when the Avelus began. Who ate no Avelus el Achashista Magolel because he's too busy taking care of the mace? The Rabban said elsewhere. Elashumone Moem Shabu Eslam. When does he come? A Tanakama called Gimel Shimako Zayin. Period. Inyan has asked who's good to run Bibishalmi. Kinyan, not the same. Hareshabolichan and Mokon Lamokon could go on Elan the Carbon with Bezes. So it's in the rush, on the Tysus. Shari is tanuyi tani ele belemonim mishosim agol. Rabbi Simon, Mishem Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, hakolol hakolol mishpocha. Mach Godel Mishpocha. Rabbi Yaakov Rada Amal Chumren. Shem Hoya Godel Mishpocha Kan. Eilu Shebekan. Monim. Mishiyotza Hameis. The Eilu Shesham. Modern Shisos and Magolim. They do not take advantage of the early account of the Godel Abayis. Again the Chumrah. So the three cases. That's Chazik and the Rabban's trap in this Yerushalm. In the case the Godel Mishpocha stays behind, what happens? What happens? Those who who go with the mace. Again, those who stay start immediately. Those who go from the time of the kavur, that's the Godel Abayis stays behind. If the Godel Abayis goes there, they both start at the kavur, and there's no Godel Abayis at all. So then, well, that's the same thing as the first thing. That those who stay behind start right away, and those who go with Mishasim Agol. Ad kan the Rabban. Fine. The question is the Rabban saying the Yerushalmi is like the Bavli, the Yerushalmi is against the Bavli? It's not clear. Poshvat Sabachloikas, right? Because according to the Bavli, if the guy Godel Abayis goes and comes back, so he picks up their count. The impression conveyed by the Ramban over here is that if the Godel Abayis goes, then they all count Mishisos Magolim. So I think in the Torah Sa'odah, which was on the screen, he says that this fact is a Bachlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. They don't necessarily agree. Okay? So this is the opinion of the Ramban. Now, let's see, I guess we should see the Ramban here too. One second. Shara HaSchola. Shara HaSchola. We got a good idea what the Ramban is going to say from what he said in the Mechamas. It's always good to see what he says, you know, let him say it in his own words. Don't trust me. See what he says in his own words. So let's take a look and see what he says. The Ramban, page Kuf Samach Aleph, in this print. I'll tell you what's going on there. The Inyan HaAscholo begins a few pages before. Whoa, quite a few pages before. You have to figure out how, whoa. Long thing over here. Here we go. Quotes the Sugas of Gemara. This quotes the whole Gemara. Verbatim. Hadeinu Gemara. He goes through the various interpretations. I guess it's a good chazara, okay? Because Ramban's words are always good to chazar. Let's start. Bahag, Shvi, even though the Godel Abayis is not there. What does that mean? What do you mean, Ag, like a Godel Abayis or Abayis? What do the words mean? So you need to go to the Abayis, yeah?
Our Gemara is not clear that Rabbi Shimon holds the Godel Abayis. The Rif put it.
You are saying a Chiddush, a tremendous Chiddush, Nifla Venora Ad Mode. The Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold the Godel Abayis at all.
The Rif put it on, and everybody agreed, but the Lashon Mar Gemara was just Amar Mar.
Oh, man. Took me so many years to figure this out, and I figured it out in 5 minutes. Okay? You're going to come into my Chiddush in a minute. But is that what he means over here? Is that what he means? Because you think he'd say it more explicitly. Because the Gemara, in other words, look what the Gemara says. He has the same gears that we have. Go to the bias of bias. He went somewhere else. Came back. So it's not right. Morning, morning. Could be that's what he means. You don't need to go to the bias at all. That's gonna be my chiddush. I thought I didn't know that was beferish pshat in the Ramban's calling the Bahag. Didn't get that impression from the way Tosis calls the Bahag. May have to look at the Bahag as its original. You have a Bahag, look downstairs and say, they have a Bahag.
They
get on. We'll look for the Bahag. Okay, let's look at the Bahag. How do you find the Bahag? On the Gaonim?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I'm going to lose the Ramban. Let's see the Ramban first. If you remind me to finish the Ramban before you see the Maram, it will give a peek in the Bahag himself. Hold on. He borrowed the Holy quotes the Gemara. Awesome, okay, that's the Bahag, that's all he quotes. Doesn't say much. Ritzchud Hagei is because of, it's explaining, Malcolm Rochok me is cured of Melissi Moen. Reb Shimon is only arguing with Malcolm Korov. Malcolm Rochok Mola after Riakol. So over here, the Bahag apparently said Malcolm Rochok. So the Ritzchud has a cash against the Bahag. What come Malcolm Rochok? Malcolm Rochok has nothing to talk about. Forget about it. He doesn't understand. So he has the kasha. How can Rabbi Yochanan say look all the bias based across because we look closer that we don't pass like Tana Kama? This is the kasha we saw asked many times. Okay, so what does the Rock say? Quotes Gemara. Get the Ritzu Geis. Oh, about the Rach. The Ritzu Geis is in editorials. The Bahag is Shver. The Rach is very good. Nivei Shabaskim in the Farsha, Abomim Mokom, Korov, Mone, Moen, for who should go to Labayis, Labayis? You need to go to Labayis. In Bishvi, like I'm Shimon, no go to Labayis. It's not Chal in Moen. So then he ain't a Mone, Moen, not in Sheni, Lishvi, never. Go to Labayis, goes to Besek Forest, and this guy came, so we see, go to Labayis comes back within 3 days, in Mone, Moen, as if he was there, as we saw yesterday. If he slept more than 3 days, the more molim atzmo. Even if he came in the second day. Certainly, if he comes after the third day, the God of the Bais is still in the Beis HaKvaros. What's the pshat? Once he goes to Beis HaKvaros, he comes back in 3 days. Either it was rochok because he was there b'shar rishona, the same as we saw in the Ramban in the Melchamis. So they come back on Korov, fine. Chaz the God of the Bais after 3 days. He, the God, will count for himself because he can't join him after such a long period of time. And the guy who comes from the outside also is not Negar after the Ketan. Very nice. This is a beautiful Pshat which we saw already earlier in the Rishon. And so he quotes from the Tzarfatim. Fine. Then the Ravid has a different Pshat. He says, Holach v'esekvaros mau v'minyan ha-godol atzmo ka'omar. Oh, not the shayla about the outsider coming in, the godel himself, and the distinction between three and not three. Okay, it doesn't matter korov or rochok. Okay, but the baba makom acher, if he's not there, mamish mona liatzmo. Okay, if he's there, ibi yamashvi. If he comes from the cemetery, even rochok. Fine, that's the godel. And the Rav Yitzchak, Lashon Rav Zal Yitzchak, Bezuz Shomer Rav Sosfoni, also to go tlos, to live in the Vahadaychu, and also to the Bosal tlos, and even the Navshayim, choose Al Yifarish, Al HaGodol, Sheholach Lebeis HaKvaros. That's how the Ravid will stamp shot in the Gemara. But did the Godol come back within 3 days? Again. Yeah, or not. But the Lashon Gemara is Mashmal Kol HaBoyim. And according to the Ravid, the Kol HaBoyim, if the God of Labayis is not there, Mamish, he's Mono L'Atzmo. If he's there, Shri, there's no Shlishi. There's no Shlishi with respect to the guy's Bobby Mokom Acher. So therefore, this Rav Sloni, we go Tlosa, is going on the Godol, and that's a Dochak. That's a Dochak. Okay. What about the Rif? The Rif, quote Rav Shimon, Hishnu v'lichtov didn't go to the Abayah Shalom Beis HaKoros. Left that din out completely. Left it out. Right? The Balamor, Ramban in the Muhammad, he doesn't know why he left it out. Fisha suge kepashto. Hadasa v'go tlosa v'lo asa v'lo tlosa ketana kamasya. Oh! Veshivu Allah of the Balamor. Shisigas Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan, Pasuk of Shimon. We hold the riff is right. Rav Shimon lo kovet v'yomi. V'shvi k'shlishi. Losh nagar, losh nakat. What does that mean, losh? What does that mean? What do you mean? What's losh nagar, losh nakat? What's he going on? He's denying God of Abayas completely? Is that what the Ramban is saying? Well, only with respect to this person who went and came back. The Rabbi Yochanan, to the Mataris, the Brisa, the Gotonim, the Latzim, the Mokum, the Kachash, the Rabbanon, Iyu, the Shimon, as we saw in the Mechamas, came Pirish Shmuel. With Armina, Mushiash Godel Abayas, the Bayas, the Godel Abayas, the Mokum, Achel, the Khan, Eino, Nigwer, Acher, Akhtanim. Because he needed Godel in the house, so Godel kept being Akhtanim, being the Gemara. This Godel himself went to the cemetery, what? Nigwe, Moan, of Fakir, Nigwe, Acherov, as we saw in the Mechamas. Rabbi Yochanan says, the Godel HaBayis goes to the cemetery, is Monei Mohen, Ayli Atzmo. What's my answer? After 3 days, Kirabonon, Godel Shabbat, here's a very important word. Godel Shabbat Beis HaKvaros, Eitzelak Tanim. Listen carefully. The Godel went to the cemetery, came back to the Tanim. V'koton Shabbat, Mimokom Acher, Eitzel Godel HaBayis. A Kodon comes from left field to the Godel HaBayis. Shavinay, they're both the same. V'ein chilik v'hefresh ben shoya beis hakvaros korov arachok. For that particular case, she b'mokom korov hoyak shel chal aleim avelus, as we saw the Rav Bartzalot Hatzalboni. Okay, but he himself is only for Sasson Agolo, but he counts with them when he comes back. Kol shiva shlosh rabbanon k'shiva Rav Shimon. He thinks this shot is the correct shot. Let's repeat again his punchline. The punchline is, okay, the Godel Shabbami Beis HaKvaros Eitzelak Tanin. That's the second shot in the Gemara. The Kotten Shabbami Mokomach Eitzel Godel HaBayis, the first shot in the Gemara. Shavinim. Only one thing. And Chilik Revish Ben Shayab Beis HaKvaros, the second child of Korov Arachok. But that's the only difference between them. But the din is the same. And therefore, 3 days is only according to the Tanakhama. Kotem Shimon, it's 7 days. He denies all those things who say that 3 days is relevant according to La Locha Lamaiser Rav Shimon. He denies it. Fine. And he quotes the Yerushalmi. We saw the Yerushalmi. V'zos ha-svara shel b'nei Talmud zeh cholekes im divrei Rav Yochanan. Okay, so he said something fair. He said, machlokas b'avi in Yerushalayim. Shomar, afilu cholak godel beis hakvaros mona imahen. But the Yerushalayim hold, k'derech ha-ibaya, at the other side of the ibaya in Bavli, shakol olach ha-godel ha-bayis. U'mikol mekom, even though Yerushalayim is against the Bavli, rahi l'dvareinu, shadvar amurum ala cholchim beis hakvaros, Mehema Simonin. That's the second child in the Gemara. V'lol ha'bo b'mokom acher l'kan who motz the Godel HaBayis Beis HaKvaros, which is the pshat of the that we saw in Tosfos. Whatever the pshat in the Gemara is, we say plus and no plus is called the Rabbanon, and we don't accept it. Three plays no role whatsoever. Yosef Shlotimo. That's what the riff means. Except he left at the din of Godel HaBayis Beis HaKvaros. He's assuming the riff did hold from the original din of Godel HaBayis, which the Bahag, maybe we'll get to the Bahag soon. So what's the Kloli HaShmuel? It gives us summation. B'Ktzara. He comes in Mokom Korov, find Godel HaBayis, he counts with them, even the seventh day, as long as I'm an Achmer, fine. If the one who comes is Godel HaBayis, or the Bayis is Godel HaBayis somewhere else, and this one who comes is a Kot Netzel Ktanim, who Mono Liatzma. He holds from the first day that he didn't leave it out. It's there, the original Godel HaBayis thing. Rochum Rochuk makes a difference, always the Atzma. Some go to the basic first, some stay behind. Elisha Bekan start right away. Those who go, Shasam Agol, if they come back within 3 days, ooh, 3 days. I thought he was home for 3 days. Moni Me Elisha Bekan. After 3 days, Moni the Atzma. Oh, apparently he does accept 3 days with respect to that one din of the God, of someone going to the cemetery and coming back. I thought he... Oh, hold on. be a little bit patient. Be patient, Rabbi, I'll say patient. Patient. If Mokom Mokom Acher Korov, and he found the Ketanim and goes in the cemetery, if the Gadol counts with them, he comes back within 3 days as if he's there, and the outsider also, okay? If he comes back after 3 days, then he counts himself. That's Rabbeinu Chananel Tzafat. Kafis Varaseinu, which I told you the Rabbeinu, I'll go to the Rif. Ha'holka the Beis HaKfar HaSmonim, Eilu Shem Abayis, Ben Gdolim, Ben Gtanim, Ben Shem Beis HaKfar HaSkor, Ve'rochem, Ben Bo B'toch Shloshu, Ben Miyom HaShvi, as long as that's long. And so the outsider as well. So I was right. That's Ramban's own opinion. Ad Kan Rabosai, what it says in the Ramban. Okay, Rabosai, so far so good. Okay. Ad Kan, let's look in the Baal HaLochos Gedolos. How are you going to find it for me? Gonin? Under Gaonim?
Under
Gaonim. Where Gaonim? Okay, Gaonim.
Halachas
Gedolos. Halachas Gedolos, yeah.
After Shabbos, yeah, a little further down, he has Inyan Avah. Halachas
Avah. After Shabbos?
No, a little further.
After Yom Tov? Hubble. Nechus Avah. How am I going to find a Nechus Avah?
It's.
You want pages on?
Third of the way.
Let's try to find it.
It's
on top of
it. It's
about. I go to the. Oh.
Yeah.
Here we go. You found it. My boss, I. Did we have to own him? Ooh.
I don't know if
it's
going to help.
Hold on. Let's see. He quotes the Gemara. He gives his track. Chad Yomer, Rab Shimon. Okay. I feel Yomer Shi, Mom, Borob, Mohem. Here is the line. Alpha Gadol Lekha Gadol Habayis. What does that mean? He quotes the Gemara. Welcome me wrong. Munatzmo. Uhu Shabo Motz Gadol Habayis Vesoch Habayis. It sounds like Rav Shimon.
Yeah.
So what does it mean? Lekha Gadol Habayis. It's not intelligible. I don't understand what it means. They have a bahag downstairs, a fancy bahag. Maybe we'll find pshat. Okay, good. The bahag itself didn't help. So Rabosai, the chilkos smokos the Maharam, and then we can go start analyzing things. You know what? Let's take a break before we go analyze the chilkos smokos the Maharam. I want to give you my pshat in the riff. Where the riff got it from? What shot in the riff? Why he left out the whole gadol habayis to begin with? Let me try to explain it to you. Is a shut rimigash. Shut rimigash. And my, you know, the rimigash, as you know, was the Talmud of the Rif. I mean, sort of, right? And that's the connection to the Rif and the Rambam goes through the rimigash. Okay. Shayla. Misha Mesel Mesel Mokom Korov Igal Shmua. Day or two when he comes to his brothers within 7 days. What do you say? What's it then? Should we say Mone Mon? Or no? Catch this now. We'll see this in the Rosh we saw. Ein Mone Mon Elim Lo Shoma Shmua. Ela Be'ez Shegia. Lo Chayla La'velas Klal. Misha Shoma Shmua Be'olso Mokom She'yoshem. He didn't describe them, knows that's what Yom Shashamah. That's the sheet is a rush. Is the rush right or is the rush wrong? Shuva. Misha meis, lo meis, uchut sa'ir, v'gia lev ha'shua, acha yom ha'yomayim, v'nischai ba'velus, v'chakach higia le'ir motza b'nachem, etzah gadol ha'bayis, chayav limnos li'atzmo, v'lo yotza me'avelus, at shishno zayin yom ha'yom shishchil, v'avelus. Tima sh'amu bo memokom korb mon imon, hu b'misha lo chol alo v'avelus, ele b'sha shigia alehem, אבל כבר חול עליה והוולס קודם שהגיע עליהם הדין השינו לי את עצמו זו לא סום כמו שהוא יצא התחיל את הוולס לא עצמו זו לא סום period. Okay, it's exactly what the Rosh said, it's already the Rimigash. Right? The Rabban didn't hold this way. The Rebbe Migash. Watch this now. Look at this comes. Watch. It's very important. Umash Amru, who shabo motza benachem etzel godol abayis, nirali, she'ena kavona etzel godol abayis dafka. Elo urcha de mil senokat. The whole godol abayis lab dafka. Why? Fish yodua menachem le yasimu pene magamosam le yeshu litzeves elo etzel godol abayis. Someone wants to rub shoulders with godol abayis. Vasharim tfelino. Afal pish irish godol abayis yotzel leizah dover o leizah sibu bo motza menachem etzel shara avelim men godol abayis nimsat slom also eis. Hadina slena bazeh shove. Befrat the Mehoi Menachem Yoshev B'tchilim Godol Abayis Yulob Orosh Yosel Lissibosom Nishara Shem Hema Tzablo Shivosom Nechshev Eskili Hu Godol Abayis Kmoshev B'tchilim. But it seems to me the first line he seems to say Holdin a Godol Abayis is Lav Dafko. Now I'm going to show you the Tzitz Eliezer on both sides. He's the one who made the breakthrough. Tzitz Eliezer. Show us Rabban Rachel, maybe. I don't know. Let's see, this is it. Yeah. So maybe I'm in the wrong place. Can't find it. It's called Evan Yaakov. I'm not sure if Evan Yaakov is part of Ramat Rachel. It's a different. I don't know. He kits. He says what I just said. Godol Abayis is Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka. Now both sides. How can you say it's Lav Dafka? How can it be Lav Dafka? The Rebbe Migash did quote it. That's what bothers me. How can it be Lav Dafka? He quotes. Godol Abayis. How can it be Lav Dafka? It makes no sense to me, Godol Abayis. On the other hand, the Rift left it out. Sounds like it's Lav Dafka. The other ones left it out. So I'm going to take the following Chiddush, which Ike said on his own. I thought I was the only person in the world who said this Chiddush. That the Rif holds, listen carefully to the words, that Godol Abayis is only according to Tanakama and not according to Reb Shimon. I want to bring a Raya from Lashon HaGemara. You brought the same Raya, Ike? What words? Omar Mar! Took me so long to figure this Raya out. Omar Mar! What do you need Omar Mar for? Look at the Gemara. What do you need Omar Mar? Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, quote, Omar Mar, give me a Mishonim, but Malcolm Karov, Melaman Satanakama, Omar Abhir Baraba, Rokhram, who should go to Bias Abias? What do you have Omar for? If everyone agrees, just say, who should go to Bias Abias on the entire Brysa? No, it's only the only one who said it is Tanakama, not Reb Shimon. But of course, the question becomes, you gotta give a lump this over here, Mapitom, what should the difference be? So here's my pshat. Listen very carefully. The Tanakhama has details. One of the details, the most prominent detail, is that it comes within 3 days. If you don't come within 3 days, it does not apply. Once you give detailed halachas, I'll give you another detailed halacha. You need a Godol Abayis. However, if there are no details, every single case in the world, we always say that you follow the people who stayed behind. If that's the case, then what's the difference if it's a Godel HaBayis or not a Godel HaBayis? No difference whatsoever. Zero. No difference. So again, according to Tana Kama, who has detailed halachas 3 days, not 3 days, then what comes out is this Yisod. This Yisod, namely, that Chazer again, namely, that you have to have it 3 days, because the details, here a detail 3 days, another detail got all the bites. But according to the opinion of the Tana Kama, of the Rav Shimon, there are no details. No. Anybody who comes back automatic, the din is an automatic. It's an automatic din that we say that's the halacha. An automatic din that the halacha states that b'mona imohem. Doesn't matter within 3 days or not 3 days. Doesn't matter godel habayis or not godel habayis. It shouldn't matter at all. It shouldn't matter. Oh, of course the problem becomes, but there are certain halachas. Mokum karov is a halacha. And what else is a halacha? What the Rebbe Gash says. The fact that if you heard it earlier, then you what? You have to make your own count. So there are specific halachas. What am I saying? No specific halachas. Here's the answer on both sides. Those two halachas are not specific halachas. They come from the same place. There's one and only fundamental din. The one and only fundamental din is we have to treat you as if you were there. That's the reason that we saw a great left yesterday. We have to be within a 1 day walk. Because if you're in a 1 day walk, we treat you as if you're there. That's exactly the same reason why it has to be you didn't hear about it before. Because if you didn't hear about it before, we treat you as if you were there. We saw this in the rush yesterday. But if you heard about it elsewhere, we can't say as if you were there. You already heard about it elsewhere. So the specific details, 3 days or not 3 days, that's we call that a detail. That detail is only true according to Tana Kama, says that detail. So God of Levi's is also a detail. But the two other halachas, namely, you have to be within a 1 day walk, and you have to not have heard about it, those are not details, those are fundamentals. That's a question you have to treat you as if you were there from the beginning. That's the whole verse. And that's the only din according to Rav Shimon. So everything now comes kafta v'ferach. Kafta v'ferach, Baruch Hashem. It all works out so beautiful. It all works out so beautiful.
Why is it 3 days not just the same thing as...
No, 3 days, is it? I call that a detail. What do you mean 3 days, not 3 days? Wash I call that a detail din. You are correct, though. Here you are correct. What I'm saying now is only would not work, according to what we saw in the Rishonim, that 3 days is fundamentally 1 day. We saw that shita. But others say, no, 3 days is tokfo shel ovel. We saw the Gemara say, there's so many halachas on this daf, and 3 days are different than the last 4 days. You are correct. A very good point. Why is 3 days different? It's a tupshat. Either because 3 days is really 1 day, 1 day here, 1 day back, shkia, then my pshat will not work. I agree, 100%. But 3 days is tokfo shel ovel, which we saw in many Rishonim, right? Like you have so many things over here. Look, give me your Rishonim, also b'shel l'shalom, right? And give me Rishonim, Gemara's over here, other nafkaminas on this daf and other dafim, right? Give them again, and we saw that Rishonim tokfo shel ovel. That's what I call a detail. Okay, Rabosai. This is what I think. Now, there's more to say about that, but I want to now get to the Marami Wittenberg, and then we'll get to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? And then on Sunday we'll finish up. We can't finish everything today. To fast the Merubah Lo to fast. How are we going to find you have it on your sent to you, no? But where did I find it? Ichos Smachas the Marami Hilton. The Ichos Smachas to be? Hilchas Machas. Ah. Hilchas Machas. I assume this is it. Ayin Beis and Ayin Gimel, if I recall correctly. Here we go. Quotes the Gemara, okay? Quotes the Bavli, quotes the Yerushalmi. Quotes the Sugas HaGemara. And he quotes the Yerushalmi too. Whoa. Well, if he gives the Sugas HaYerushalmi, what's Pshat HaGemara? We know the Rabban said the Feirish, the Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, right? We saw that? It's the Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. How does one reconcile, if possible at all, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? They seem to be arguing with each other. Look what he says. It's an unbelievable pshat. We already saw it in the Mordechai a little bit yesterday. Watch this. Holocaust was with Gloris Mao, Toshma, Afidul Golobais, the Vesak Foros, Mona Imoin. Watch this. Kolomar. Hodom Rabbi Yochanan, who should go to the Vesak Foros, as Goro Lachol Echov Imo, Pain Olsen Shibabais, Pain Olsen Shibabokam Korov, Levad May Olsen Sholchol Kovro, Shahe Main Amon and Elo Shisosama Golda. Dim Holak Goro Habais, the Vesak Foros, Ain Avelus Chala Olov, Atsima Sagolo. Okay. Mao Shigur the Echov and Shinishu Bavais, the Olsen Shahain Bemokam Korov Achov, O Ain Negrom El Mona Mishosa Mates, Toshma. This is the most unbelievable pshat. Afal pi shalach al bayis v'tekvos mona imohen. Kolomar, this is the most unbelievable pshat. Mona imohen v'heim imo. Huh? I say black, you say white. Mona imohen means they count with him. If I said this pshat, they'd laugh me out of the base of marriage. Mona imohen, what does it mean? V'heim imo. Then they grow a makrov. Exactly the opposite of anyone else would read this gemara. They moan and Ella, Bistima Sagola, Lalochachar, Gola Bash Mish Bishalmi. It's an unbelievable pshat. Unbelievable pshat. How can that be pshat? That's what the place the Aviyaz. Now, we saw the Mordechai yesterday a little bit. Let's go back to the Mordechai because I want to show you this. You think that's some kind of mistake on the screen. How can it be? It's against everything. But take a look, Rabosai, if you don't mind. No. This is not in the Mordechai. No, it's not there. It's Siman Ayin Gimel in the Mordechai. This you have to take it on faith. It's over here. We should really look up the Rav Yoh himself in the original. We have to go downstairs, look at the Rav Yoh, and have to look at the Bahag, and look up the new Rav Yohs that came out, the beautiful new editions, and see what they say about it. This is an amazing pshat. I repeat it one more time. Our Gemara says, what's the Baskonis of Gemara? What? Mona Imohen. Right. What does Mona Imohen mean? Mona Imohen means Hey Mona Imo. What? How can that be? I fret the Gemara. Mona Liatzmo. What? Godol Abayas Shalach Lebesakvoris. Alma Eni Gron Imo. Elamona Liatzmom. Everything's backwards. Lokasha. Klosa, not klosa. Koloma. Im yachal lova b'tom gimel l'malkom ha-kever. Oz nigror. If the nupsha. If the person from here could get within 3 days to the Pesach Kvaris, oz nigror mimo. Enim onim ha-shisos ha-magolo. Can see, wait 3 days. Im yachal lova l'malkom ha-kever t'om gimel. Nah, too much to wait. Ele shebebayis monim miyad. Go to the bayis, shisos ha-magolo. Kach pirish ha-aviyezri. It's an amazing psha. I never would have said that psha. You'll see the Barab didn't like the psha too much either. This is end of Siman Ayin Beis in Mara. Siman Ayin Gimel. But the Ravid says no. I'm going to read a whole, he's going to write the whole sukkah to the Ravid. We saw the Ravid quote where? In the Ramban, correct? So I'm not going to read the whole Gemara all over again. You get the fear of Ravid. To save time here. Okay. Yitzchak Alfas Elohiska Godel Abayis Shalach Besak Foros Klal Tem Godel Ben Neinatz. We saw that kasha of the Balamora is the same kasha. Then he quotes the Yerushalmi. How do we got this? What's going on? Shatama Shalano Cholva Tama Yerushalmi. This is what the, I think he quotes from the Ravid. The Gemara did not have dinan. Halakol Abayis Pesach Kvaros Havit Fail the Shar Achem Shneishu Abayis Elim Ona Mishias Pesach Pesach. Within 3 days, Rabbi Avi Aesvi Pirish to Lo Poli Gemara did not have Yerushalmi Umeforish Mona Imoen Vehim Imo Mishias Magolo. Vizet Dachol Arayv Vital Loma De Pligi the High Lishna De Mona Imoen. Lo mash ma'achi klal. The rav yor is impossible. It's mamish backwards. So because he was stuck with Akash, he couldn't accept the rav yor. The rav has the machlokas bavli and rishal. For the indirek, the first like the rav. Afal pikein amurani. Lo polig rishalmi agamora didan. Now you're stuck. You don't hold like the rav yor because it's so shver. And the rav says it's a machlokas. He maram would say no. No. The Rav Yor, of course, is wrong. And it's still on Machlokes. How is he going to get out of this one? Watch this. Aval Pisha Ein Achros, Talmud Achros, Ani Achriya. Okay, with all the humility, he's going to say Pshat. Against both the Rav Yor and the Rav. Hod Dekama Begamor Didan, Mona Imohen. Listen very carefully. Mishyotni Pesach Beso. Hainu, listen very carefully now. Bishagodol habayis dor bikan im shar echov v'holach lebeis akvoros l'sasek b'sorchei ames. He lives here. V'hol lechom amon imoen tavle kilud nisha b'abayis v'hol lechom b'yushalmi im hoi godol habayis mishpacha kan hoki b'rusha im a godol mishpacha dor kan. Elu shekan monim mishyotu b'pesach beisol. Elu shesham monim shishosam agolel. Stop right over here. Depends where the Godel HaBayis lives. Who cares where he lives? Not where he lives here, lives there. Why is that relevant? Who cares where he lives? Give you my pshat. My pshat is a person stays where he lives. The average person would observe the shiva where he lives. So what's my pshat like this? Listen carefully, my pshat. I'm going to do my pshat in this Mordechai. Listen very carefully. Watch slowly. You looking with me together? What did Rishami say? Golem Mishpacha Kan. What's pshat? If a Golem Mishpacha Dor Kan, who mixes Echav Dor and Shom Beir Shu Nikbar Bo, who Motel Adon, they come back to Kan. But go plus the Yomin. Elu She Shom Ve Elu She Bekan. Morning, Mishiyotzim Pesach Bayis came with the Matul Adonai. We got close to Yomim. Have a kulu gnami tefela lo. The elu of elu morning Mishiyotzim. Whoa, it's missing something over here. But the print is missing. Again, Ema God of Mishpacha Kan, Dor Kan. Then what? So then they all morning Mishiyotzim Pesach Bayis. Came with the matla dadi begot loss of yomi. Have a cool nami. No, this is obviously a mistake. There's a typo over here. It doesn't make any sense. What's supposed to say? See, I don't have the maram with me. But I'm not sure that's I can't tell you. I think it's a tos adomos over here. You have the maram? No, you have the same maram I have. Moshe is not here today. We'll have to put this on hold. Huh? Oh, he sent it to you?
Yeah.
But he sent it from here.
I think he sent it from Barlow.
From here, right? So it's not going to help us. Rabbi, I'm saying pshat, but be patient. On Sunday will be mashlimim. The pshat and the maram is it depends where, if he goes and comes back, then they all count from now. If he goes and stays, then they count from shisasim agolel. Again, I can't prove it to you now. Maybe on Sunday we'll bring it to maram and I'll show it to you. With that background, now we haven't even started Shulchan Aruch yet. And it's already 10 to 10. It's supposed to stop in shortly. So open the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says.
Isn't that a pshat in the Gemara?
Huh?
Isn't that a pshat in the Gemara that comes back within 3 days to go to Kotta? It doesn't come back.
Right. Correct. That's exactly what the Baram is saying. The Gemara is referring to where he comes back, and the Rishon is referring to where he never came back. That's how I read it. That's how I read the Baram. Not everyone agrees with my reading of the Baram, as we shall see soon. But let's go slow. That's how I understand the. Now let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch. A big, big problems in the Shulchan Aruch, and if you can figure it out to me before Sunday, I will be happy to quote you. Very happy to quote you. There are just three sifrim. That's all. Only three to try to figure them out. Everyone, please turn to Shin Ayin Hey. I think it's Beis, Ches, and Tes. Only three. Siv Beis. Mishadakon the Shloch Hamesim Dina Acheres Lekover Beinim Yodim Mosa Yikover Meis Shiach Supneiam Milulvos Maskil Nos Shtiv Veshloshim Maskil Nisabel. The Rambam. The Holchanimo Bona Mishikover. The God of Amishpocha Holich Imo. Af Elu Shebekan. Ein on monin elam ishei kaver. Sounded Yerushalmi. Sounded Yerushalmi. Right? Am I correct? Close to Yerushalmi. Wow. Wowie. So that's it base. That he quotes Yerushalmi is a chiddush, because there was some say the Bavli argues with Yerushalmi. What does the Shach say? Mash madat and sif base, cotton base. But the Torah says no. All follows God of Abayis and Nishar Kam. Eluv elumonin mishiyotza meis chenur das ramban b'toras ha'odom v'rosh and elum galchen according to the Yerushalmi v'omad di aldas sof das ha'beis yosef shekosta v'girsa ramban v'Yerushalmi v'gum gemes. No, os girsa z'rosh v'beis yosef kosi Yerushalmi. You see, like Tosis is right, v'nir li shegirsa zu ikar the Yerushalmi porch is tani tani elu shebekan mona mishiyotza meis elu shemona mishiyotza magol is tani. Most mishasim agolam, hakol el chacha agolam mishpacha. The misa my paska, havel emeim anami elav elam monim mishiyotza meis. If the god of the bais is there, v'hainu kishesh god of the bais of bais. Elavadei lo azina lach god of the bais elahachmer. Mishkan das a rav yom. At the Mordechai quotes, otam sholchem ameis the korban mashman b'toch divrei rav yom. Shemona mishisosim agolam, u'divrei rav Avraham the ravid. And then he says, "If I go to the bias, base of course, but pliga ravosa." Rav Yoh says, "Kula mona mishiyosa, she says some agolil." See, always going the chumrah. Sifkot and gimel, afela shebekan in a mona elam mishikover. Divi Ravan mivur the davka im yochol lova lakel tov shloshi yamin. And the main yochol lova tov shloshi yamin, ela shebebayis mona miyad. We just saw that in the Maram. Go to the bias, base of course, mishiyosa agolil. I'm Imo. That's what I'm shot in the Gemara. That's exactly what we just saw in the Maram a minute ago. Quotes at the Ravan. He says as follows: I should wait forever. Yom Rabbi below Yaskil Avelus. I should call him. Av Shapirish Ravan B'Shas Dochuk. He thinks the Dochuk the Gemshat. Nonetheless, Hasvar Nachol. Can't wait forever. So he seems to be the Shach. Sounds like he's passing this distinction with respect to somebody where the God of the Bias went. I'm learning pshat. He never came back, so I'm not going to have to wait for more than 3 days. Okay, that's all sif based. Only two more sifim left: ches and tes. Ches, mi shemeis lo koro v'lo yodat shabo. Oh, he quotes the Rush v'lo yodat shabo, right? The Rimigash. Lemakom shemeis shemameis on lemakom kvura im hoyem lemakom koro v'shu malach yud parasol shef sheyavo biyom echad. I feel the bob yom zayin in motzim menachem meitzel god labayis. I feel the shneinu lamad whole umotzim menachem. Yeah, olo morning morning tashlim shloshim yom. The shiv is over in 1 minute. Vim lo botzim menachem morning liatzel. Can we welcome rochok? I feel the bob yom sheni morning liatzel. Shiv shloshim yom shabba. Right. So this is clear. The only chiddush over here is he passes like the rush. It's only below yodash ad shabba. That's very important. Keep that in mind. Rambam. V'yesh omrim, da'afilu im bo echad ve'ein godol habayis, rak holach l'tzorach hameis, That's the tour. We saw it in the Mishonim. Once you start, done. Test. Amendment again. He said it in test, he said it in base too, in three words. Rabbi say, Adka. Now, there's a shach. Rabbi say, hold on tight to the shach. Okay, just hold on tight. We're not the spore from long shachs, because we know the sugya pretty well. And we're going to just try to see some highlights. We can't read everything in the shach, but if you don't learn the shach, it's impossible to know what to do. Halacha lemais. This is really halacha lemais samamsh. We'll try to make a quick summary of the shach. Okay, yud beis. Harav nimshach achar mashkat beis fetch. That's a Rambam. That's a Rif who left out the din of halachol abayis beis akvaros. Galol abayis shehalach beis akvaros. Ain amon elam mishisas amagol. I feel the chazay itzal bnei abayis tov biyom gimel. Behemon and mishach su pneim. Okay. More than that, they rob him, and the Rosh is Basra. So writes the Rambam. So he says, "V'yesh Omrim over here, Ish Lahokim." MS Ain Diriya Beis Yosef Nirim Iker. And they wrote in my Sifri and my long Sefer. The Ramban is right according to the Rif. The Beis Yosef quotes. I feel the Bogol Eitzel B'nei Abayis Tov Zayin Moni Mor Lamestima Sagolel Bein Shebo Mimokom Kor Baruchok. I feel the Kot Cholok Beis HaKvoros Chozot Tov Zayin Moni Moin Hobo Mimokom Machal Shem L'Shom Motsa Gol Abayis Kem Shechol Gol Abayis. I feel the B'yom Zayin Moni Moin. That's Rambam Kane. Shu holach mamash b'derech harif rabo. I ain't shom. And the smag, Rabbi Yeruchim, Ramban, Rosh. The Rosh says no. The Rosh says galu b'tov plasa. He's going the acher. Lo huska ledvar b'shas im chazer agol lebeisa olo. There's no in shas. The Rosh is a different pshat in the Gemara. That's the Rosh is what I call the simple pshat. Going on exactly the same as he said before, but instead of the God of the Bais being there, he went to take care of them at Save and he came back. Even if he came in the seventh day, like of Shimon, that's what the Rosh said. Holach God of the Bais, Achar, Achar, Tov Gimel Mao. But the Torah that the Rosh Mefarsh. It's going on the Godo. And the Russians were Echamin Achen Tosh Losha. Should the E Bo Acha Gimel, Bocha Godo, Babayis, Os Pshita, Belomi Boilon. We always say it's more kal if you come earlier than if you come later. Wrong. It's more kal if you come later. You know why? Because if you come later, the Godo Babayis already returned. So of course you're going to follow the Godo Babayis on day 4 when he returned, the same as he never left. He saw him on day 2. Shita. V'docha. Considered to be a docha. If that's the case, had the cause of a rush, had the mouth of Rabbi Yochanan Hocha, ben tov gimel achal gimel, and hecha the holach gol abayis beis akvaros ad kan, hainu, the begodol abayis mafzik ben chaz tov gimel olo, v'lishlul mashna hachi, yikachosim ben ha-sefer. He should have said, the God of Abayas who the Maflik ben Chazot Tol Gimel Olo Viduk doesn't like that pshat. I thought that pshat he doesn't like. It's a simple pshat of the Gemara. It's going. It's just explaining what came before. But the Shach didn't like that pshat. Again, the pshat that the old pshat all over again. Outsider came from left field. But till now we're referring to a case the God of Abayas is sitting tight for 7 days straight. Do you have to come within 3 days or 7 days? He passed in 7 days. Now the new shailah, the God of Abayas went to the Matzev and came back. So now there's another wrinkle. Came back within 3 days, then the outsider picks up, even if he comes day 2, certainly becomes day 4. If he didn't come within 3 days, then the outsider can no longer pick up. I think it's a beautiful pshat. The shach thinks it's a dochak pshat. Okay? Okay, can't help it. What are the other pshat of the Rach, the Rizkeis, the Tzarfatim, the Rabban quotes? No, it all depends what? Shagodol Moneh Moem Alo. The Godol Moneh Moem, the outsider also. From Aso, the outsider also. Okay? What's the case? When the Godol went to do the Kvura. Otherwise, Lo Mashkacha Lo Shagodol Moneh Liatzmo. Because if he was there at the time, as the Rabban said so beautifully, he was there at the time, he starts with them and ends with them. According to their Svara, Tov 3 and after 3. Im Chazer HaGadol Tov Gimel, from the cemetery, he went to do the burial. Moni Moen, the outsider also. Okay? Good. But if he comes after 3, then the outsider also. Fine. Fine. Very good. Fine. Good. Okay, good. All's good. But the Godel came in a mace, called them Stima Sagolo. What does that mean? How do you read this line? Avshachoser a Godel gam came in a mace, called them Stima Sagolo. What does that mean? He didn't go to the cemetery. How can he come back? How can he come back? He went to the burial before the burial. He never went. Okay, so then of course, everyone picks up from the original moment. Okay? I think most of the Russians has a different opinion. Doesn't depend when the Godel starts or not. All depends if he came within 3 days, the Godel or not. And even though Avers the Godel starts with everybody else, if he comes after 3 days, no. That's what he says. Makes a Matzeva story. Matzeva. Okay? And that's what the Rush said. The Rush is very shown up. And the Gerachweh, Madam Godel, by the Tosh Lolshi Yodel. That's what he says. That's what he says. He's bedaggin lashonah to the tour, etc., 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 etc. Go to Yerushalmi now. And we can't read everything. It's very long. Hold on. Well, the fizam in the second, if you have a nice print, after the parentheses, with the parentheses in the shach, and the, after the fizam, hecha de hoya golo b'shas kvura haina b'stimas agolo. That's what the Rosh held. And therefore he says, Adonai Rosh Kosef, Kisvari Shona, She'eno Nigra Achreim, Elim Kent, Chosa Godel Tok Shlosha, Rasoloma, Vizadavka Hiskin, Kisvari Shona, against the Prisha, who mixed up the Rambam with the Rosh. He got stuck with Kashas. Alright? Called Okashamidi. Also, Marilyn, you're not Velus. Haskolas Avelus. The Khan Marish is Hilah Shnei Bishovet. Vizab Borum. The Komakom, that's one terrace. Balabach is a terrace, the other cousin of the Yale. Hey, Livele Monomishas and Magolo. Haino Hechok, Kashas now. The God of Abayas, Dor Shom, Bemogam Shikover Amaze. That's the Mordechai tough. Was it tough Aleph? Whatever it was? Tough Kuf Aleph? Whatever we saw, tough Kuf Aleph? Whatever we saw yesterday, which is a summation of the Marami Rukman we saw today. And he quotes it. Rabbi Avraham Pirish, the Kulu Bona Mishas, the Pesach Basil, Fisho, Tuffel, Lashem. And he quotes Lashem, Rishai, Polagashasti Dan. Yeah. Polig. We follow Shasti Dan. But then he says, again, it's, I think it's missing something in the print. Ulifidvarov, I think of the Maram, Shudar Khan, Valabes Akvaras, Kain Huadin, Avlam Godal Abayas Dar Shom, the Mokoshi Kover Hames, Oz Elu Ve'elu Monomishi Sosan Agolel, Kidivari Sham, the Akal Shashalanu, if he's there. That's exactly what we saw in the Maharam, did we not? Let's see. Let's compare this to what we saw on our screen. Maybe we can fix it up over here. What do we see over here? Im haya gadol mishpacha dar kan who makes us echad achem dar mishan beir shenik verba. It's not gonna help. Let's see the originals. Uba kochol the divrei hamechaber tzoch letaris came. Shereheitik divrei harambam. The mashma minay miya ben lefish mash pirushul ledvar ben lefish mash pirashli ledvar. The elish in the shurukan miya monin mishiyotza hameis below mishiyotza magolel. Afagav the godel hoya bishas timas magolel besakvaris Uliel Sif Beis Kasav, if Gala Mishpacha Holech Imo, Af Elisha Bekan, Ainin Monin Elimishi Kover, Nu was a Stira Minei Bey. Those who stay behind, when do they count? Elevadai Hosa Mairi, the Gala Bayez Dobber Mokom Shei Kover, Vahai Dorsham Nirali Hainu, the Kaven the Dorsham, Vinishar Sham. I told you before, the way he lives, the way he stays. If he lives near the cemetery, he's going to stay for Shiva by the cemetery. That's when that then applies. That's when that then applies. That's when it applies. They have a Holchan Acharav. Avlim lo nishar sham kidarsham. Kidarsh, if he lives there, my havi. Sof hashtu et slum. Coming back. Oh. Therefore, he says, even the Ramban, the Yerushalmi, is in all cases, even when the Gadol comes back, and therefore the Machlokas Bava and Yerushalmi, he would agree to this Ledina. I know. The Mordechai himself holds that way. Mitchile quotes the Yerushalmi against Shastilan. Then he quotes Lo Yachlok. Yeah. Mashkosa Mitchile the Polik. That's Bechazer HaGadol Lebeso. The Bishim the Yerushalmi ain't a Mechalik Bekach. But the Babli holds no, if he comes back to his own house because he lives here, then there's no machlokus Babli in the Rishalmi. And what's halacha lemaisa? At the Rif and the Ramam and the Ramban and the Smagar and the Yeruch and the Liel, the Rabban, the Gudol and Ninu, Mekilim, the Avim. And even the Ramban will agree. Biu. Hecho the hisku gadol nosi moi b'shaver. And then he went to the base of Kfaros to talk about Seva. The Ramban holds mona imoin. When the gadol comes back within 7 days, he doesn't come back at all. Ramban didn't say anything. We pass him like the rush. The boach and Malcolm Karov told Gimel mona imoin. As if he's in the house itself. Acha mona liatzmo. Fine, adkan. Rabbo say we're out of time. Mitzvashem on Sunday Shir. We're going to do the Shachs of Kot and Yud Gimel, if you didn't have a chance to do yet. It's a good summation. Olam Yizeh is a big summation. And we have to try to remember, if you remember, on Sunday, I'll try to be here early. So I want you to show me the Rav Yoh and show me the Hilchos Melachos of the Maharam. So we'll be able to get a better picture. And then we'll give a summation of the. This is Halacha Lamais. This is a very, very common case for Olam Yizeh. So I'll come back. So we'll have to stop here. I wish everybody a good Yontif. And did you want to email people that will be on Sunday? Was that emailed out yet? It was?
No, yet. Sunday, regular.
Noon, 12 o'clock. Saturday, Shema. A good yandif to one and all. I'm amazed you thought of my pshat. Omar Ma. Took me so many years to figure that out. I wonder if anyone says it between you, besides you and me.
We were trying to figure out the tactos.
So you came to it. Okay, good.
We looked
good. I hope we're right.